You're listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast, where moms can find their stride in the remote work world. Whether you currently work remotely or you want to, you're in the right place. I'm Brittany, the remote mom, and I've been working remotely since 2007. I became a mom in 2015, and there's a lot to learn. Together, we'll support, inspire, and empower each other on our journey to balance work, life, and motherhood from the comfort of our own homes or wherever we're working remotely. Together, let's redefine what it means to be a working mom. Let's support and inspire each other. Oh my gosh, you guys are not going to believe this, but this is the third time that I am recording this because the first time the system crashed and then the second time it didn't save. So I'm trying this a third time to get this message out about being seen. I don't know what the problem is. Is the universe not wanting me to get this message out? What is going on here? All right, so if you haven't been here before, I am Brittany, the Remote Mom, and you are listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast. This is the place for people who want to work remotely, or maybe you currently work remotely. This is the podcast for you. All right, so today we're going to be talking about feeling seen and being, you know, helping others feel seen and the importance of that and how it can really help create authentic connections with other people. I don't believe in coincidences, and I've had this theme of being seen pop up constantly. It's just all those synchronicities all over the place about, like, and it's been different messages in different places, whether it's been at the gym or it's been at work or it's been with family or friends. It's just such a really great feeling to feel seen. I'll give you some examples. So I go to this gym. It's one of those boot camp style gyms, and I really like it. At first, I was not into it. I was really scared. I'm more of a yoga and Zumba kind of girl, and one of my friends mentioned going to this new place, or it's been around for a while. It's not new. It was new to me, but going there because I was looking for a way not only to get back into shape, but also to meet friends because we had just moved back to Atlanta after my husband retired from the military. And so she recommended this place. So I went, and guys, consistency is something that I really need to work on. And that's just something that's so hard. We can create another podcast topic about consistency because that's something I definitely need to work on. And I'm sure there's people out there who could definitely use the, some resources as well. But I have really struggled with going to the gym consistently. So my package that I have gets me 8 classes a month. So I try to go 2 times per week, and it's a great workout. It's a really hard workout. It's 45 minutes, but it's really hard. And I just haven't been consistent. And so if I ever missed the classes because I was sick or I had too much going on or it was a rainy day and I didn't want to leave my house or whatever the reason was, they would actually text me and be like, "Hey, Brittany, how are you doing? We haven't seen you in a while." So past couple of months roll around and I'm like, y'all, I need to get more consistent about going to the gym. So I started going, and I was going twice per week. And I want to say I had been going for probably 4 weeks straight, twice a week. One of the employees there at the gym came up to me and said, "Hey, it's great to see you. We're so glad you're here. We love that you have been coming more consistently. We see you. Great job making the time to come to class." And I was like, wow, that really feels good, because I know I've been putting in the effort. But now that somebody else is noticing, I mean, that's when it kind of feels real. That validation is when it feels real. And not that I need that validation, but sometimes we do. And that's okay to need that validation. Sometimes we need validation to ensure that our feelings are right. I mean, how many times have you gotten upset about something and you've had a conversation with your best friend or your mom or your sister or whomever, just retelling the story, and you ask them, "Am I right for feeling that way?" And they say yes. And just that confirmation it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like you're not overreacting. And then the next example I have is in the class that I'm in, one of the professors came on this Zoom call, and there's about 50 of us in this course. And on the Zoom call, he said, First of all, before we jump into any of the materials for today's lesson, we just want to recognize that every single one of you that is sitting here in this seat deserves to be here. You have the accolades, you've done wonderful things, and we see you. You deserve to be here. And that felt so good to have that confirmation that yes, I am pretty awesome. I do deserve to be here, and I feel like, somebody else seeing that, it makes it real. It makes it actually something outside of myself. So when the feeling of being seen kept showing up, it showed up in work another time, and then it showed up. I think my husband said something about, like, I don't know, he had noticed something. I can't remember what it was. Clearly, that one didn't really affect me that much. But the point is that I kept hearing, or I kept that theme kept coming up over and over and over again, and I thought, well, I need to do a podcast on this because I feel like sometimes we probably don't do that good of a job recognizing others when we should, when they're doing a good job, when we notice that they've done something hard. That's really, I think, when it's the most, like when it means the most, is when somebody acknowledges that you've done something really difficult and maybe you failed and maybe you didn't do your best, but you got through it. That just knowing somebody saw and recognized your struggles and acknowledged it. And that just makes you feel like you aren't alone. And it makes you feel like the things you're going through are real and not just in your mind. So as you interact with others and as you're building your network and connecting with new people, remember that the importance of someone being seen and feeling seen can really help build a connection and really help someone trust you. Or maybe they really value your opinion. So let me go through my list here since I've done this now three times. Let me make sure that I'm not saying the same thing over and over again because I can't remember what I've said. And I will go back and edit and make sure that I don't miss anything in this particular episode. But here we go. All right, I got my notes. Don't worry. We'll get this, guys. All right, so being seen contributes to our sense of belonging, self-worth, and authenticity. So when we feel like somebody else has seen us for who we are, us as a person, us who we are individually, us for the action we took, us for the hardship we went through, when we are feeling seen, we feel supported. You can show someone else that they are seen by empathizing with them, by actively listening to them, by having a genuine curiosity and recognize and validate the experiences and their perspectives. You don't have to agree with anybody on what they're saying, but you can validate that you understand what they're saying or that you've heard them and you respectfully disagree because of XYZ. But at least you listened. Listen to them and let them know, yes, I've heard you. This is what I understand. And you can repeat back to them what they've said. That is actively listening. You don't actively listen to someone if you are checking your phone or you're looking around the room or you start doing something else while you're talking to them. That is not active listening. Active listening is staying active in the conversation, nodding your head, smiling, having facial expressions in reaction to what they're saying, asking some questions about it, and not being a topper. Do not be a topper. If you don't know what a topper is, that means somebody who has a story that has to be better than whatever the person is saying. So if you ate a big piece of chocolate cake for lunch and you're super full, a topper is going to come in and say, well, I had a big piece of chocolate cake and I had six slices of pizza and I ate Jolly Ranchers after. I don't know. Those are the most random things, but a topper is always the one, they always have to be the best or the worst of the story. That is not actively listening. That is taking over the conversation. So do not be a topper. You want to be an active listener. Some of the things that prevent us from being seen or seeing others is fear of vulnerability. We talked about vulnerability on the first official episode of this podcast, so definitely go back. I think it's episode number two. And vulnerability plays a really big part in being seen and seeing others, and also lack of awareness is a barrier that prevents us from being seen or seeing others. You can actually be vulnerable and show people the hardship that you're going through. This is really hard for me. I need your help. And then when you allow other people into your situation, they can help support you and they can also see you. And sometimes all you need is that being seen energy, quote unquote, being seen energy. So sometimes let down that guard and talk about it and let them know that you're going through a hard time or that you need help, and then they will see you. Sometimes we can't see things beyond ourselves unless somebody presents it to us or unless we ask somebody. So if you need help or if you need to be seen, and there are times where we need to be seen, share some good news with somebody, share some hardships that you're having, and say, look, I really need to talk to you. Do you mind if I get some advice from you, or would you mind hearing me out on this? Allow yourself to be seen. That's part of it too. You have to allow yourself to be seen. Don't hide. So being seen can contribute to our sense of belonging, our sense of self-worth, and our sense of authenticity. And I know that we shouldn't base our self-worth on things that other people say, but sometimes we need that reinforcement and we need that support. We need that reminder from somebody else. We as human beings are not meant to be alone. We are not, we're, we don't like to be alone. We do things better with community. So it's very important for us to rely on each other when we need help. And asking for advice is a way for you to be seen. So sometimes we don't get hints. Sometimes we have to, if we want something, we have to ask for it. And sometimes that comes with being seen too. It always feels better to be seen when you don't ask for it. And we don't want to do things so that we can be seen. We don't want to do things with the intention of being seen, unless, of course, you want to be a singer, then by all means, or an entertainer or an actor or whatever, then of course you want to be seen. That's like that will be part of your job. So definitely want to be seen. But this is more of the being seen for who you are, who you authentically are. And when someone sees someone for their authentic, real self, it can be game changing. I mean, think about it. It could go either positively or negatively. Think about it. When you finally understand who somebody is, their authentic self, and you see them in their nitty-gritty and you understand who they are, you appreciate them more. So being seen can help you appreciate someone more. Being seen can help you appreciate yourself even more. If others are seeing how great you are, you must be great. If others notice it, why can't you? So maybe that can be encouragement for you to help see yourself as somebody who is an expert or somebody who is great at something or somebody who's doing really well. We don't necessarily have to have that external validation, but it feels really good, doesn't it? At work, we have what we call mad props. And I love this because it allows coworkers, it's not the leadership team, it's coworkers, it's everybody at the company, can give each other mad props once a quarter. So if you've done something really kind for another coworker, or if somebody notices you doing something going above and beyond, you can give them mad props. And I love this idea because it can be anything. It can be you went out of your way to help me when I was new to the company, and you really put time on my calendar and walked me through, and I really appreciated that. Or you did such a great job with that client call. Thank you for stepping in when I was sick. I really appreciate your help that day. Or it can be something as big as, wow, you really did such a wonderful job initiating that new department or new program or new training or whatever it is in the company. And we are so grateful for all of the hard work that you've done. So it can be anything from minute to game changing for the whole company. And it's a really great motivator because sometimes we don't notice the things that we're doing make a difference unless somebody tells us. So that's really nice to hear. Never pass up the opportunity to tell somebody they're doing a good job. The bad jobs, yeah, I mean, I can admit I usually don't give bad reviews. I only give bad reviews like on Google reviews or Yelp or something. The only time I've ever done bad reviews is when they were really deserved. Really deserved. And I don't like doing it, but they need feedback. However, you always want to give positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement works so much better than negative reinforcement. And when people know that they're doing a great job, it makes them want to work harder. It makes them want to do more. So when you, for example, go to the grocery store and your cashier is always friendly, knows your name, you've been going there for years, and they've done such a great job, and you really just want to tell them what a great job they've done, tell them, but then also write a note to the manager, because I believe some grocery store chains do internal, gift cards, and they do internal celebrations and those kinds of things. So you definitely, there's ways that you can see someone and make one difference or one action, and that can set off a whole chain reaction for them. Maybe then they get the self-confidence to go for that promotion because internally at work they were recognized for having excellent customer service. So maybe now they can be a customer service manager over the customer service department. It just can be such a great ripple effect from seeing someone and giving them a compliment and validating that they're on the right path. You see them, they're doing a great job. Think about your kids too. I get way more responses from my daughter when I tell her, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. Even if she failed a test, which she's 9, she has not failed any tests yet. But even if she doesn't perform the way that she wants to in any sort of thing, soccer game, whatever, and she doesn't get the goal or she didn't get the ball or whatever it is, I tell her I'm proud of her for trying. I'm proud of her for getting out there and running on that soccer field. I hated soccer. I hated it. I never wanted to do it. I think my mom made me do it for a season when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and I absolutely hated it. I was the kid in the field either crying or I was picking flowers, and then I would run away from the ball because I just didn't want it. I didn't want to play. Not saying my mom didn't tell me I did a good job because I definitely didn't. But I think she was pretty irritated with me because I was like, I didn't want to do anything, especially at that age. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about saying, being seen and sharing moments of pride and sharing with our kids. We recognize that this is hard. You're doing a great job. Keep moving because that motivation moves you forward more than you should have done this and you should have done that and that was terrible the way that you did that. I mean, if I heard that, I wouldn't want to try it again. I'd be like, "Well, you're just going to notice all the bad things that I do." So that positive reinforcement, if you're trying to encourage people, and this is now turning into positive reinforcement instead of being seen, but I think you get the point here. It does so good, so much good. It's so empowering to have someone notice you and notice the things that you're doing and can really help propel you possibly to the next thing and give you that encouragement that you need to try the next thing or to try again. And, the sky's the limit when you believe in yourself. And sometimes we need help believing in ourselves. So just remember the next time that you see someone struggling or you see someone doing a great job or you see someone trying and they are trying as best as they can, see them, acknowledge them, let them know that you recognize their hard work and you recognize that they are putting in the effort and they will get there. That will motivate them. And then in turn, they will trust you and they will might see you as somebody that they can turn to for support. And then a new relationship is built. Ta-da! There's networking in there too. See, this episode's not just about being seen. It's about all kinds of different things. I actually think that that's going to be it for this episode today. It's running a little bit short, but I think because I have recorded this 3 times, I was able to get it down to the point this third time. So you're welcome. I'm giving you a couple of minutes back in your day. But thank you for joining me today. Don't forget to check out the supplemental worksheet that is with this episode. And if there's anything that you want to talk about on the podcast that you want to come and talk about, shoot me an email. The email address is theremotemomcollective@gmail.com. There's also a Be a Guest form on Remote Mom Collective website. And you can also message me on Instagram or Facebook. And I think that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Share with somebody who you think that might need to hear this message today. Give me a review if you don't mind. That would help others find the podcast. And as we always say, being different makes a difference. So let's support and inspire each other. Have a great day, y'all.